We've done us proud to come this far, down through the years to where we are.
I really do miss him because he was a very lively presence, you know. We used to laugh sometimes, and we used to say, truly, Slim just charges along and we get all dragged along behind him, whether we want to or not, sort of thing. So, yes, we do miss him very much, and I do miss him extra much, I suppose.
Yes, and every day's a Sunday, if you're catching Barramundi, by the plains of Pepminardi, where the Old Moyle River flows. The old-a-day-o.
It's 10 years of not having him, and yet people still talk about him and feel that he's still around. And I think that's because his music is still such a part of our social fabric and everything.
His world floats away as tears flood his eyes, broken dreams and disappearing plans. Oh, the rain will be too late if it waits till July. Things are not the same on the land.
Slim growing up here on the farm, dairy farm here at Nulla Nulla Creek, was this why he had that affinity with bush people and the land and the characters, or was there something else?
No, I think it was that, because he came from the land, you see. He lived here. He knew what it was like to, you know, plant the paddock down there, your corn paddock or something, and then have the creek come down and flood, and away it goes, you know. We all know what it's like. Take your fences, take your creek blocks, right? And then get no rain for ages and see the paddocks dry up, start hand feeding. And that made both of us feel a kinship, because Slim knew exactly what people were going through. I mean, I spent a lot of time until I was 18 or 19 in a Hunter Valley dairy farm. My mother came from dairy farm on the Hunter Valley. And I always remember it for the heat and for drought. And I know you get the same here. So Slim in particular was here actually working the farm. That's why I think he was close. He knew and understood. And then when we were travelling, we could see it. There were times in the drought we just saw that sheep and everything just dead in the paddocks. It was a shocking, shocking time. And in Western Queensland, for instance. And people come to the show and, you know, they just say, well, you know, just about ready to walk off. They tell you, you see, people tell us this. We see it.
I sing about the folk who battle drought in that hard, dry country further out. When I sing about their courage that astounds me, I'm just singing about the folk I see around me.
Yeah. Out of all the decades that you and Slim toured together, I'm sure there were many, many highlights, and no doubt there were quite a few lowlights as well.
A lot of both. We started out with, you know, lots of stars in our eyes and all the rest of it. And it was a wonderful adventure. We had a lot of fun. We also had a lot of learning to do and a lot of rough times. But you always get over that. You always seem to remember the good times, Kim. You don't remember so many of the bad ones. I do remember the bad roads. I do remember, you know, the end of a long day's travelling, having to get into the caravan and there's red dust right up to the lip of the sink. You've got to clean all that away before you can do anything. Then other times you're going through beautiful country. You might pull into somewhere and you're nice and tired and everything. And there'll be someone there at the hall that'll say, oh, the oranges are doing well. I brought you down a bucket full of oranges or something like that. And you think, oh, fabulous.
Once again, my suitcase and guitar up by the door. It even seems old Purple knows the reason. 3 months on the road and I'm barely back at home. But I've no sooner settled than I'm leaving.
traveling with the show to places rarely ever. Now, what do you recall of your tour to Papua New Guinea? When was that, back in the late 60s?
Yes. That was good. We went there the first time and did, touring. The next time we went back, we went up to the Highlands, the Southern Highlands, for their 10th anniversary of independence. And that was fantastic because there was an Australian army unit there of engineers, and they'd been helping rebuild bridges and things like that in the Highlands. And they asked a lot of the elders who would they like from Australia to represent Australia at their independence anniversary celebrations, and they said Slim Dusty. So the army got in touch with Slim. We went up there and went up to the Highlands. It was a fantastic turnout. People had walked, some of them from the villages, walked for 3 days coming in. They were all in their national dress, painted up, the dancing, the singing. The funniest thing was, of course, we couldn't land in Mendi because of fog. So we landed, I think, at Mount Hagen and Mount Hagen. And we had to drive. We wondered why this great convoy, you see. So we're sitting up in this car. Next thing, out from the bush burst this man brandishing a great big rifle, like a shotgun actually, pulled us all up. Poor man was doing a little bit of highway robbery, and he pulled up a whole army convoy. Everybody jumped out of the back of trucks, grabbed him and all the rest of it, and tossed up whether they'd take him back to town to the police station and hold everything up, or whether they'd let him loose and just take his gun away. They let him loose, took the gun away, and off we went again. I always remember that was one thing that happened at Mendi, you know, on the way. The first tour we ever did, we found that we went over there, and the people that were running it had never had anything to do much with show business. So they had Slim in a great big showground to appear, but they hadn't had any sort of security. So, if you know what I mean, as soon as the lights went out, all the people that had been waiting outside shinnied up all the trees all the way around the showground and it's got a free show. I always remember that. No, it was very, very interesting. We had a lot of fun there. I'm a ringer from the top end, where you gotta know your job and what you're doing each day. On 2 million acres, you bet you'll have to earn your pay. If you want to take it on, there's one thing that shouldn't be forgotten. Nobody else can do the job like a ringer from the top.